Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Apparently, Jordan has a high-end tequila.
Yeah, somebody emailed us about it, and I remember the story. It's like him and three or four other
Air Tequila
NBA owners.
All right.
Yeah, they went on a brand now, and it's super high-end stuff.
How much a bottle?
I think the top-end bottle was somewhere like $1,000-$1,500.
Man, you'd probably still go, oh.
You know.
Although the smoother tequila
probably
is,
not.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
It might wash right down, right?
No, the Añejo might be pretty good.
Yeah.
At $1,500
I think this was actually an extra Añejo, and it's
they added extra.
Those are exceedingly smooth.
No. It's $1,601.
Okay.
Oh, well, there you go.
$1,600.99.
What's it called? George Tequila?
Michael Jordan Cincoro Tequila.
I'm sure you better put his name on it.
Something.
Yeah.
There's a Cincoro Blanco as well. That's only $80 $79.99. Not $80 you'd expect to pay.
That's a big drop off.
It is.
It's a huge drop off. Still a lot of money.
But then there's another one. Yeah, one of his is $1,600. Another one of his is $80. It's, you know, different.
I bought a thing at Cabo a while ago. That's about $60, isn't it? 50? I think it was 50, wasn't it?
The Añejo is probably about 50, 60
bucks. I bought one of those maybe like 2 months ago. Because I figured if I wasn't going out, I could spend 50 bucks on a bottle of tequila.
Yeah, it is said that he is drinking his own, you know, top shelf there.
It's called Michael Jordan's Red Eye.
$1,600 tequila. Apparently, sometimes the bottles can go for as much as $1,800, but on the web, you can get it for just $1,600.
He might get the yellow eyes from drinking the Reposado.
Right.
Maybe, yeah.
I remember when we were hanging out at the Pink Taco at the Hard Rock in Vegas.
Oh, the prices there, yeah.
You could pay a lot of money for a bottle of tequila if you wanted to.
Yep.
And most of it was because it came in a pretty bottle. It was artwork.
But the shot was expensive, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But that is, tequila is definitely one of those where if you spend more on
it. It's smoother. It's definitely smoother.
You can tell.
Oh, it's smoother, yeah.
You can definitely tell.
Right. It's $1,601.
Oh, that's insane.
Right.
No, that's.
Yeah, the $1,600 one isn't $1,520 better than the $80 bottle of tequila.
No.
Because I bet you the $80 bottle is still pretty good, too.
They both give
you red eyes, apparently.
Yeah. I think I've had a drink of tequila out of like a $200 bottle one time, it was real smooth, but I wasn't going to buy the whole bottle. No, hell no. And I'm guessing that $1,600 bottle isn't that much better than the $200
bottle. No.
Spanish police have broken up an international gang that smuggled cocaine into Europe from Colombia by impregnating it into the cardboard used in boxes, carrying pineapples and limes, and then sending chemists to extract it.
Why would they call that impregnating? What do? They take the cocaine in the lining of cardboard box. Oh, yeah, that's cool.
They inject it into it somehow?
Cardboard boxes for legal shipments of pineapples and limes from Colombia were impregnated, they say, with cocaine between layers of paper when the boxes were manufactured.
Got it.
Oh, brilliant.
So you'd rip it open, there'd be dust everywhere?
Small quantities of the drug, never more than 100 grams, were placed in each box and later extracted by complicated chemical processes in the gang's own laboratories.
So if you open up the box, you wouldn't see any cocaine because it's in between the layers.
And even if you ripped it open, it's not a bunch of dust flying out.
Because boxes break, that'd be stupid.
Small quantities of the drugs were placed in there. The chemists then were sent from Colombia to Spain, where they stayed until they were dispatched to Bulgaria and the Netherlands, where they set about extracting the cocaine. Once their job was done, they returned to Spain and then to Colombia, the cocaine distributed throughout Europe.
Cocaine's back, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had a fleeting cocaine thought over the weekend because I was making the French toast for my wife.
Yeah.
And she wanted powdered sugar. And I said, we don't have any powdered sugar. Well, you can just take sugar and put it in the grinder. And grind it up. Yeah. So I made some powdered sugar that way.
Snort it.
And as I was pouring it out, I had a little flashback.
Chop a line or two and just go for it.
Apparently, London.
But you know, good cocaine doesn't look like powdered sugar.
No.
Good cocaine flakes off. And it's got different hues to
it. There you go. He's done.
Okay.
He's done.
Okay.
He's done.
I'm going to have to take your word for that.
He's out. We're out.
I've never actually been in the presence of cocaine.
Apparently high school kids are doing that now again. I heard that from somebody you might know.
From someone you might know? You weren't sure at the time
them? No. It's just somebody that knows somebody in high school.
Oh, that might know about that.
Yeah, right.
Is it affordable?
In this part of this town, it is.
In those middle-class neighborhoods, yes.
Yeah. I suppose in certain high schools, it's affordable to them.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
When all the kids drive better cars than the teachers?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
It's affordable.
Yeah.
Some graduates in New Hampshire going to have some fun.
Can I have $100 or some Coke, Mom?
Yeah, I just need a teener.
Well, that price you're going to have to share.
All right. Pick me up a gram. Pick me up an 8-ball, too, son. It wasn't my son, by the way, but somebody else who knows.
In New Hampshire, Kennett High School plans to hold this year's ceremony on a ski lift. The class of 2020 will be taken to the top of a mountain two at a time and given their diploma.
And what, then just give your skis, shake it down, and just take off?
I imagine, then shoot you back down.
Oh, you could probably
take a ride.
Well, it's summer time. There'd be an alpine slide. Go down the alpine slide.
That would be more fun. Yeah.
That can end poorly.
Instead of getting back on the chairlift to take you down.
Yeah, I think the high school where my kids go, they actually did graduation where they were invited in one family at a time, and they walked across the stage at the high school, and they got to leave. Everybody had a time to show up. That was actually a pretty nice thing to do.
A census,
and they yelled, everybody yelled, China sucks on the way off.
Now, at least they know that.
Yeah.
They need to know the truth.
Yeah, didn't help with the Asian kids, though. They felt a little bullied, I'm sure.
A Census Bureau survey shows that just over 38% of small businesses have gotten a loan through the Paycheck Protection Program. 75% say they applied.
And no Facebook. We found that no adult shops, right?
No sex stuff.
Apparently there's 3 strip clubs in this city open from our driver who lets us know because she drops off a lot of strippers.
Oh, I saw a piece.
Face mask and gloves, all of them.
Right. Vice.com.
How sexy is that?
And somebody emailed us the same article, too. But it was about a...
I guess you have a doctor fetish.
A strip club in Salt Lake City.
You know, the hot nurse comes out with a mask on and gloves, and she's stripping for you.
Nobody has a nurse.
So if
nobody
the torso,
has a nurse.
Yeah, but if the torso's naked, do you really care what's on all the other extremities?
No, but it still makes him look like... I mean, if you have a nurse fetish, that'd be the time to go.
Yeah. It would.
All right. And that's pretty much everybody.
Or a latex fetish.
We have actually every profession. A woman can do anything. Once you take her clothes off, that's your fetish.
Yeah.
I got a garbage chick fetish. Like a girl in a big overhaul. Since she takes off the overhaul, she's naked. Woo-hoo! That's my fetish.
I got a naked chick fetish.
Most people have a naked chick fetish.
Facebook users can now create their own avatar. Go to Messenger, the comment box, anywhere on the site, click the sticker button. There is no gender option.
Makes you look better, too. Everybody looks better in those.
Yeah. I've seen very few of those that are actually reflective of what the person looks
well,
like.
They are.
If there's no gender option.
No, I mean, but like if some of them are full body height, like head to toe.
Oh, I see.
And the body shape does not match what I know that person looks like.
Because I made one of me last night, but the hair is too long. They don't give you many long hair options.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like the hair is down to my chest.
Okay.
And I don't have hair down to my chest, but I had no other options.
The customizing starts with the face and the
was
skin
your hair on
tone,
your nipples?
Then goes to hairstyle and accessories.
Your shirt off of this bit or not?
That was not an option, and I have no hair on my nipples, so I'm trying to be accurate here when I put together my avatar.
See, I gotta try it. I went with the option of I'm not gonna do that.
I gotta try it. I know my daughter did. Look, it did look a lot like her, but she's young.
I don't think you can do it on a desktop, but if you have your phone, you can do it on your phone.
Does it find a picture of you and makes your avatar, or do you take a picture yourself?
You got to go.
No, you got to do it yourself.
Red eyes and all. What?
You have to pick your face shape.
You pick it out.
Your eye color. You build it.
Got it.
And you decide, does that kind of look like me?
Got it. All right.
Hence the reason everybody's avatar is skinnier than them.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
Are you saying everybody's fat?
I'm not. I'm saying they're not as skinny as their avatar.
All right.
But they didn't give you many fat options when it came to the body type.
Well,
there were some that were a little beefier, but most of them were like normal body weight. There's no avatar for a real fatty.
Well, then the
what I could see.
Then the Facebook avatar thing is just fat shaming.
Right.
It kind of is.
If it's not letting you be the body shape that you are, that you love, that you're empowered to be.
Next thing you're right. You're Adele, lost weight. We hate you.
Yeah.
We hate you, Adele.
Yeah, I didn't see any body types.
Me, I'm starving.
That come in Lizzo size.
Well, then they're not. Then they're not. They're not being accepting of every body
they're
type
not.
And style.
They don't Huge give ass. You the option to have a bunch of cellulite on your thighs. That's not on there.
Well, it actually shouldn't be an option.
Well, it should be if you're proud of that.
Yeah, well,
if you're owning it,
you go, girl. Well, you go, boy.
No waves of twerking fat available for you.
Not that I could see.
See, that was one of those things. That
waves of twerking
like,
fat.
Over the last 5 days to a week.
That's not fat shaming at all.
There have just been so many people do it. Like, I went instant backlash. Yeah. Like, no, I'm not doing that.
I saw
Forget it.
I think people are bored, man.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Now those damn cats can easily spread the coronavirus to one another.
Just to one another?
Yeah. They are capable of infecting each other with the virus, but none of the cats showed any signs of the illness. There's no known cases of humans catching the COVID from a cat as well.
That's good.
But scientists say more research is needed. Just like everything else.
So you just keep your cat away from other cats, right?
Yeah, keep your cat away from me.
Yeah. I mean, from other cats. Say you're
and that too.
You're a single cat lady.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the deal with your dogs? Because the last I heard, you shouldn't let strangers pet your dog. So you're taking your dog out for a while.
But the dog can't give it to you, though.
But the dog can get the virus.
Yeah.
But they said there's no, you can't.
The dog can't give it to you.
They don't think
it can lick you everywhere.
But
God,
if a stranger touches your dog.
They could, technically.
Can the virus live
touch
in its fur?
The dog.
If you touch the dog afterwards?
Maybe.
Sure.
I don't know. Yeah, that's
you
just
mean it's
those...
if you touch a surface that an infected person has touched,
right.
Can you get it? Even if it's a dog?
Including the back of a dog?
I would imagine.
Yeah, I think they're just saying that,
By back, you mean what?
Don't be touching things that aren't yours, and if you're out walking your dog, that counts for the dog. Don't let somebody touch your dog.
Right. Well, I remember early on there was a comedian said, anybody need a dog, a stranger petted it today. He's going to give it away.
Yeah.
They don't know. They don't know anything. They're learning every day.
Better safe.
Doctors are learning every day. And that's a good thing. Thank God for scientists.
But that's the thing. Doctors are learning every day. We have people that are learning every day, which also means that we don't necessarily know everything.
No, of course we don't.
Of course we don't.
And we're still learning.
And we know it's real because
even if we have to err on the side of caution, let's do that.
100,000 people. Almost 100,000 people dead.
Yeah, although
we have three and it's going to go away shortly.
Run across the occasional post on social media and an email where they seem to have all the answers.
Oh, of course they do.
They're way ahead of the scientists.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Stop shaming people with other opinions, Todd.
Yeah, that guy that got a D- in junior year chemistry. Yeah. Definitely listen to him.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, he's on it. So we had the epidemic of toilet paper rationing, I guess, for lack of a better term.
Now we have too much? We have enough now.
When that was going on. Yeah. Yeah, now we seem to have enough. Because you can go to the store and it's all there.
So we can stop wiping ourselves with toast and we did that bit?
No.
Okay.
Chicken breasts.
Too. Oh, that's right. Raw chicken breasts.
Yeah, chicken breasts.
Much better.
Yeah, Dr. Mina signed off on that. Yeah, she said that's fine.
Yeah. 1 in 7 people actually did run out of toilet paper.
Yeah. Hop in the shower like we're supposed to?
I don't know what they did.
Yeah.
What you do. You don't want to be in a tub, then you're just sitting in the brown water.
They got diaper rash.
Some guy in a trailer had 47 cases of it.
1 in 7 is 15% of people say that of Americans say they ran out of toilet paper at some point during the pandemic. 25% of 25 to 34 year olds ran out of toilet paper.
I ran out of toilet paper all the time in college because we're all cheap asses. A buddy of mine, him and his roommates were so pissed at each other, and somebody said they owed somebody their toilet paper. The other guy said, "I bought it last time." That they all hopped in the shower every time they pooped for like a week and a half. Now, that's college.
And I'm guessing whoever did buy it never bought anything more than the 4-roll pack.
Exactly.
I bought it. Yeah. That's enough for 2 days.
The Navajo Nation now has the highest per capita COVID-19 infection rate in the country.
But the South Dakota governor will tell you, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody.
There are strict stay-at-home orders, but cases continue to rise. The big reason for the spread of the virus there within the nation is multiple generations living under a single roof.
Yep.
That's a pretty impoverished part of the country.
Of course it is.
And that's a lot of people hanging out together.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right. Well, they have to.
They have to. Yeah. If your family just has one roof, everybody's under it.
It's just sad to watch. When you watch, like we mentioned, we're talking about that documentary, and some of the shots they always show are like hundreds and thousands of people walking into arenas in various cities where Michael Jordan's playing. It's like, what's that? Huh. I mean, it's really weird.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, people are actually walking in places together, doing things.
Thousands of people.
I want the old normal now.
Well, and then on the other side of that, do you watch the most recent Real Sports when they talk about that soccer match in Northern Italy that they think was one of the biggest reasons that Italy exploded?
They have a ton of people there, right?
Yeah, because there was a whole bunch of people that came to watch this soccer match and then left and went all back to different parts of Italy.
I saw 180 people were
there. It was
all exposed to some church.
Yeah, Mother's Day, the next day, one of those mothers tested positive for the COVID.
Right.
The next day. Meaning that she had it that day.
An assisted living center in this town that has like 50 positive cases?
Yep, in Elkhorn.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was some whistleblower that worked there on the news last night. I always like when they have whistleblowers on the phone and with no way to mess with their voice. I'm thinking, if you know this chick, you know who it is.
Hey, it's Susie.
It's so stupid.
She's the whistleblower.
Like anybody on the phone, when you guys call the phone, we go, oh, it's Craig. Oh, it's Craig whistleblowing. I mean, it wasn't. I'm thinking, come on, disguise their voice. Yeah, they're going to get fired.
But Craig's a whistleblower from way back.
They're going to get fired, man. I've always loved that. Here's her voice on the phone. We will not tell you her name. Oh, wow, that's Sue. Sounds just like her. The cadence and the voice on the phone is exactly who I know. It's just so stupid.
So they're trying to figure out what it's going to look like when we do start having concerts again. What the crowd is going to look like. And so they're starting to talk about it, starting to figure things out.
Right.
A new guide was released by a nonprofit event safety alliance. They say that general admission events should prohibit things like gathering at the front of the stage.
Oh, God. I'll tell you what.
For instance, that's what you do. You go to the stage.
Most people do, right?
You wander up to the stage if you can. You know, if you're outside.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You wander up to the stage if you can.
All right.
So they're saying they're going to have to prohibit that kind of thing.
Yeah, but they'll be tight in the back of the, like, eight rows back, they'll still be all tight together.
Well, you can't be tight anywhere. You're going to have to get rid of that.
Are you going to be the guinea pig?
They are going to they say some things they may have to do, a staggering concert entry times, which means you're going to have to get there an hour before I do.
Nah.
No way.
I've heard that tossed around with, I think the Dolphins had put out a plan that they were working on for trying to do it, and that was one of the things, was staggered entry times depending on where you were sitting in the stadium.
Yeah, but they wouldn't pack the stadium, would they?
No.
No.
You'd still be like,
no.
You put 20,000 people in there just to get people in there?
And that goes the same for when they're leaving. It's not just game's over, everybody gets up and leave. It's like, no, you all sit. You guys leave first.
Oh, like you're at a wedding.
Yes, like you're at a wedding.
Exactly. Your table eats last. Ah, yeah. Damn it. Wrong table.
Right. It's like church.
You have to be dismissed.
The usher
leave.
Comes along right. And dismisses your row.
A wedding in the church should do the same thing. They walk back. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. That's could be one of the things that they look at.
Oh, man, I don't know. It's going to be somebody that I really, really want to see. And I can't even, and there's a lot of great bands still out there. I'm not going to go. I mean,
I'm going to have to miss that.
I'm going to have to miss that.
Yeah.
You know? So, and I don't think people will respect that once they're in there.
I remember in the great age of concerts, we used to go to see live music.
Well, that's why you see a lot of these bands that are pushing stuff back are just pushing it all the way back till next summer and hoping for the best.
So we probably won't see the, the VIP pit. Or you pay extra money to get right up front. That's probably gone.
Although that is actually less people sometimes.
Yeah, but they're still
close together.
Even then, they all pack up to the front.
Right.
Yeah. Moshing.
Yeah,
not happening.
And I'll tell you what.
No.
No guitar player, no singers leaning back and letting them surf them through the crowd like Springsteen
and
does.
And that too.
Yeah, I don't want all these COVID tans touching my
back. Unless you're getting one of those bubbles.
Yeah. Just kick
that would be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool to walk on top of the crowd in one of those bubble things.
We mentioned there's some comedy shows, and our buddy Brad Williams, we're talking to what, next week?
Friday.
Yeah,
Friday,
cool.
He's going to call.
He's got a live show in Utah coming up.
Yeah, he said he'd be calling us from, I believe, Salt Lake that morning.
A friend of ours, Dave Landau's doing some shows.
There's going to be a rodeo circuit, and at the finals in South Dakota.
I was watching, rodeo was in Vegas last
year,
and it was live. They had masks on, except for the guy riding the horse, didn't have the mask. Well, I mean, the bull.
The semifinals. The finals are going to be in South Dakota.
Got it.
Sioux City. And they're going to sell tickets to that. A third of the arena. They're going to sell like a third of the 12,000 seats.
Are they still going to put those people still have to stay apart from each other?
They're giving you
I'm guessing it will have to be a
Everybody should have six foot rim hats, you know?
Right.
That way you sit down, nobody can sit near you.
Well, that's normal.
That is.
Right. We're all wearing big sombreros. Right.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. There's a bar in Ocean City, Maryland, where it shows you get an inner tube table. You see that?
Oh, yeah. I love that. Yeah, we were going to talk about that. I was going to wait for Nick on that
okay,
one.
Okay, that's great.
But
we'll do that when we get back.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I love those things.
Yeah, I love that too, man. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get into the inner tube tables when we get back.
Yeah. Quick break. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.